for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
My name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Hello, welcome back. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 19.1 FM. We are halfway through our tips on law in human rights. The next segment is police and indigenous rights. Let's look at interactions with the authorities and the land we stand on. The tip number 7 is the right to silence. It means you never have to build the case against yourself. For example, if police detain you and ask, Where were you last night? Or do you know who did this? You can politely say, I would like to remain silent and speak to a lawyer. You do not have to chat. But one exception is if you are driving and you do have to provide your license and insurance, but you don't have to answer, have you been drinking? Though refusing a breath analyzer has its own penalties, always be careful here. The tip number 8 is, it talks about the thing that British Columbia has adopted the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This moves us from consulting to consent. This is also called UNDRIP. It's UNDRIP. One example is, in the past, the government might just send an email to a First Nation about a mining project on their territory. Now, under UNDRIP, they must actively work to get free, prior, and informed consent before the project destroys their land. These tips works also as the recent news in British Columbia about the pipeline by Liberal, and they want to build the pipeline from between BC and Alberta. And there is another lawsuit about the indigenous people's land on Richmond, and it raises some facts here about the mortgage of the citizens of the residents in Richmond. Let's take a short break and listen to the song called Lohis by Gakkas.
Hace calor en el estadio. La bestia está durmiendo. Bestia estaba durmiéndolo. Hace calor de mierda afuera. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Nació en Santiago de Compostela. Ella nunca vio el mar. Ella nunca vio de Compostela. Ella nunca vio Sisa. Oh, 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 ella. Oh, 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 pero lo hice, lo hice, lo hice, lo hice.
Hello, welcome back. And also, as audience, you can request a song from you can call in by 778-782-2573 to let me know in advance. Also, you can leave a message in our Instagram. It is CJSFmusic or CJSFtalk. Just mention you want it to be played in Richard's show. Or you can directly message me in Instagram, RichardPan@SFU. Here, the section 5 is digital rights and allyship. We cannot talk about rights without talking about the future and our role in it. The tip number 9 is privacy is a human right. Here is what it means. The organizations should not collect more data than they need. One example is, you are buying a pair of jeans and the cashier asks for your email and the phone number. You have the right to ask, Is this required for the purchase? If they say no, which it usually isn't, you have the right to refuse and keep your data to yourself. The tip number 10 is be an ally, not a bystander. It means laws are just paper. People enforce culture. One example is you see someone being harassed on the SkyChain because of their race. Instead of just watching, you can stand between them and sit next to the victim and start a conversation to distract the aggressor. That is really a smart behavior, isn't it? The second example is, if you see an unfair arrest, pull out your phone and record it from a safe distance. Documentation is a powerful tool for justice. Now let's move on to the next song called Stay With Me by Golden Blue. Thank you. Hello, welcome back. We have run out of the 10 tips, but we have several bonus tips. Here is the 11th. Service animals are not pets. It means, under human rights law, a certified service animal is considered medical equipment, like a wheelchair, not a pet. Businesses generally cannot refuse entry. For example, a taxi driver pulls up, sees a blind passenger with a guide dog, and drives away saying, "No dogs allowed." That is a clear violation. Restaurants, taxis and hotels must allow the animal in. The next tip, 12, number 12, is addiction is considered a disability. It means, yes, it surprises many people. In Canada, substance dependence, for example, alcoholism or drug addiction, is treated as a medical disability, not just a bad choice. One example is, an employee shows up late because of a drinking problem. Instead of firing them immediately for misconduct, the employer might actually have a legal duty to offer time off for a rehab. For a rehab first, due to the accommodation. Due to the law of accommodate, provided the employee owns up to the medical issue. Then let's listen to a song called I See You by Ida Diana. Thank you. Hello, welcome back. Let's move on to the tip number 13. It's sexual harassment isn't just touching. It means the law protects you from a poisoned work environment. You don't have to be the direct target to be a victim. One example is, a manager never harasses you personally, but he tells loud, inappropriate jokes to other guys in the break room every day. This creates a hostile environment that makes you uncomfortable. You have the right to file a complaint about the environment, even if he never spoke to you directly. Okay, we have come to the end of the 1 hour. The next show in this radio will be That Chinese Show. To wrap up, we covered 10 tips today, from knowing when to remain silent to understanding why that clean-shaven policy might be illegal. Human rights are not just for lawyers. They are the toolkit for living in a fair society. Thank you for tuning in to Richard's show. And I will see you on January 10th on air. Bye and peace.